This is Scott.
Hello,
Hello.
Scott. Hello, Scott. This is Latoya, returning your call from customer support. How can I assist you on today?
Actually, I hope I was on the phone with the fraud department.
Oh, okay. You were trying to reach the fraud department. Okay.
No.
Oh.
I was put on hold. I was already talking to a fraud representative, and it went for about 30 minutes, and I could obviously tell that the guy had put me on hold and then disappeared. So
I need to
get in immediate contact with the fraud department, because there are two fraudulent transactions that I've been communicating with them about before they put me on hold, one of which occurred today. So it's extremely urgent that we get this thing figured out and I get my card canceled. So
okay.
If you can help me with that, I greatly appreciate it.
Okay. So what I need to do, I need to get your zip code so I can pull the account and then we can
yes,
go
ma'am.
From there. What's your zip code?
68333 in Nebraska.
Okay. Give me just a minute while I pull up, see if I can get your account up.
Did I give you my account information? Oh,
No.
Have it because you called me back.
Yeah,
all
well,
right.
We have to re-verify it. So once I get into the system, I'll ask you to, do for security purposes to verify some things so I know it's you.
Okay.
All right, give me a chance
Sounds
to
good.
Say.
I'm on hold. And it wasn't even the fraud department that called me back. I don't know if it was somebody in customer service, customer care. She better not put me in a queue.
I'm still here, sir. I'm just trying to generate your account, okay?
Absolutely. I'm waiting.
All right. All right. Thank you so much for your patience.
You betcha. This sounds like the lady that helped me earlier before I got transferred that did a fantastic job. Yeah.
My system is giving me just a little bit of trouble, but hang tight with you. I'm going to try to make sure you don't have to go back through this again, okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
System is just not cooperating today.
The miracle of modern electronics.
Oh my God! Like it's like you cram so much in this one thing, and it's just overloaded. It's tired. Might be tired of putting in. We have so many that go through, so it's just gonna just be a small minute. But I'm not gonna put you on a hold. I'm not gonna transfer you unless I know that everything is being taken care of, and it's something else that I can't do for you.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. Give me one sec. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just trying to get the system up, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You go about your business.
Thank you.
You bet. Now they can't get their system up to be able to pull my account up.
All right, so now let me get that. Sorry about that. I'm glad you are very patient with me to get this system up.
Hey, no problem.
Okay, now, what's that first and last name?
It's Scott, 2 T's. Burcham, B-U-R-C-H-A-M.
Okay.
And I think the card just has my initials on it, S-A Burcham.
Okay. And verify that address for security purposes.
Yes, 15477 Southwest 114th Street, Crete, Nebraska, 68333.
Okay. So again, look at this. It's just, I've got all of your other stuff up. I'm just trying to get to your transactions now.
So okay.
It's just, come on, technology. It's just circling. It's so aggravating. Like, I mean, when it comes to trying to help people, I just want to be able to do it. And this is frustrating to sit on a phone and nothing is happening and then sitting on hold. I've been on that side of the phone. It is not pleasant. I know.
Well, you're doing a great job, and I haven't encountered anybody that does stuff for Diners Club that hasn't been that way. So
that's good. I'm glad you haven't had any trouble with any of our customer service reps. So I see here, it looks like you had a charge for $67.32. And also on the 13th, it looks like some type of primary bundle warranty. But that was declined.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Let me go a little further down. So this is this Stilt Elite drone.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, that was the alleged purchase.
Okay, so these are fraudulent charges. This is that someone used your card to actually order this, and then you got billed for the membership, which is the $67.32.
Well, yeah, and yeah, I noticed those two things. Now, what's interesting is the fraud department flagged both of those transactions, and they got in touch with me about them. So they already know that they're at least suspicious. And what was interesting is the guy that was helping me said that he was going to call them. And I assume he meant this alleged company. And then he disappeared. I waited on there for like 30 minutes, hoping not to lose my, place in line so I could get this resolved. So, this is something that Diners communicated with me about. And then, it's taken me since the 13th to actually get in touch with somebody that's trying to get me somewhere. And it just defies common sense and logic. And too bad you're down on the front lines.
No, it's okay, because sometimes you have to. Yeah, but it's okay. Sometimes you have to put your best in the front, So I'm going to see. I'm going to discuss this with my, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm going to discuss this
with my
supervisor to kind of see what's going on, because I don't see anything that says that anyone, has access. You said you talked to someone, but I don't see any notes or anything on your account that anybody has even did any maintenance. So let me check with my supervisor, because you did say that this was a fraudulent transaction.
Both of those. Transaction, whatever it was, drone, warranty, membership, all of those two were fraudulent. They were already flagged by the fraud department, and they were, they were trying to get in touch with me at least once, and then I've been trying all these times to get back in touch with them. And I actually talked to somebody I think was in the fraud department, and like I said, all he said was he was going to call them and needed to put me on hold.
Oh.
And it was like, who are you going to call if these people don't exist? And I have a pretty good idea that they don't, because I tried to Google this new products company with all the numbers behind it. And nobody knows anything about it, but it's related to some kind of a SAM survey scam. I'm just telling you the history.
Yes, sir. So let me ask you this. So, had you disputed this with your bank?
Well, it just happened.
Right.
And I don't have a bank. This is from my Professional Diners Club credit card.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, and, we've had some fraudulent stuff that was tried in the history of the card. I've had it since 1989.
Wow.
But it's always been resolved, like it should, like you would want it to be handled. And this has just been crazy.
Well, I'm definitely going to try to do all I can to fix this issue. And actually, in 89, I was only 6 years old. But I'm going to see if we can, I'm going to see if we can resolve this because I don't want you to have to keep going through this. I know it's something happened in between the time that you talked to the fraud department and some
Right.
miscommunication happened and this has not been resolved. So I'm going to get with my supervisors and see if we can get something done about this.
Oh, that's wonderful. And thank you for being willing to deal with such a silver-haired old guy that was born a long time before 1989, sadly.
All right.
Anyway.
It's okay. You know, silver is good. Hang on, Mr. Scott. Let me speak with my supervisor just for a moment and I'll get right back to you. Hang on, don't go nowhere.
I appreciate it. Thank you. She's taking it to her supervisor. She can't believe all this has happened. And she said there's no notation on your account indicating that anybody has flagged anything or that there's no note saying that they tried to contact me.
Okay, Mr. Scott, I'm so sorry for
Yeah.
putting you on that brief hold.
No
So
problem.
after speaking with my supervisor, it's a possibility that y'all were disconnected in regards to what went on with that call with that fraud department. Not really sure about that, but what I can do on my end, I can offer you this 35% back of these charges because there is nothing on here that has been disputed about these charges. And you said they are fraudulent, but we don't see anything that's happening with it. We can offer 35% of those charges back, and you can still, if you would like to dispute it, we can still, you can have your bank call us or the actual card company call us so that we can fully refund the other amounts if that is not, if that's not a valid charge.
Are you guys just a customer service company that handles issues or customer care?
Yes,
Are
sir,
you
we are.
like a third party to Diners Club?
Yes, sir. We are actually a
Okay.
third party that service a multitude of different companies.
Gotcha.
And I don't want to let you leave here and not have something happen with this account. But
They
this part of it is, you know, I can offer you this 35%. And actually, I might just see if I can, because I mean, even though this is not going to fix this alleged fraudulent problem, it will at least give that money that was in your account and taken out back or some portion of it because it's a valid charge. However, you did say that
Well,
it was
how is it
fraud.
a valid
No, no,
charge,
no.
ma'am?
I'm not
Yeah.
saying that you did it. I'm saying that the charge of when it started the membership, when you got the trial, not you or whoever used it, when it
Right.
wasn't canceled, it actually started the membership. So I'm not saying you, but that would have been, that is actually a valid charge if it were you. So what I'm doing is trying to not have the fraud
Yeah.
department have their part in it with us giving back a certain amount of the money. That's not
Right.
saying that is fraud from us. That's just saying that we're trying to fix the issue. You can still dispute these charges though, even with what we're giving back.
Well, I understand that, but here we are back at the kind of the beginning again. These are two charges that were fraudulent, and I don't really care about getting a percentage of them back as some sort of a bonus. What I'm trying to do is dispute the charges, which they're the ones that told me that they were suspicious, possibly fraudulent.
Yeah.
And I agreed with them, and for whatever reason, one side isn't communicating with the other. And I do understand that that's not your fault, but you need to tell your supervisor that these are clearly fraudulent. Diners Club already knows that
Your
they're
credit card
fraudulent.
company.
I'm sorry?
Is that your credit card company, right?
Yeah, it's Diners Club. BMO, Harris Bank, they're
Ah, okay.
huge. They're huge.
I
But,
see.
like I said, I've had this Diners Club MasterCard since 1989, and I can't believe that I'm having this much problem getting an obvious fraudulent charge off my account and cancellation of my card and the reissuance of another one.
Oh, you want to cancel it out too and an issuance of another one. But that's what I'm saying. The fraud department was, I don't know what's going on with that part. See, we handle this part of your account. The only thing on our end that we can do at this very point is what I was trying to do, where I was discussing with you, but I'm going to pull back my supervisor because, again, we need to resolve this issue. So I'm going to just don't go anywhere. We're going to work on this till we figure out what we need to do.
Okay, can I ask you one thing?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you? Do you guys have the ability to cancel the account?
Yes, we do have that ability to cancel it. But you did say that you talked with them already, so we don't want to go in and mess with it if your card company. But we can cancel it. We can close it out, but it can still be being investigated. It can still be closed out investigated, though.
Yeah, that's what I want to do because, you know, once they get through the process, whatever it is that they have to go through, I don't know what's going on with the fraud department, but if there's no notation on my account that we've even discussed this, you know,
that's what I'm saying. We get notes and all on
sad.
Here. Yeah, we do. We correspond through our notes and information because we are all not in the same place. So, like I said, I don't know what happened with them. This should have been taken care of with fraud. They should have taken care of this. They should have already done their part. But I'm going to make sure that this gets canceled. But if you're still having a process of them going through it, and if they do go ahead and validate those charges, we can issue a full refund once your bank contacts us.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and get this
canceled.
Yeah,
so get her canceled, and then in the interim, I'll deal with the two charges and the fact that I need to eventually reopen the card or a replacement one.
Yeah. What I would say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. What I would say is that you might need to do that just because you said you'd had it for so long and you know how people hack into stuff and they can get those card numbers. I don't know how. It doesn't matter if you just hit on a click or something and pay some little small fee, they can get your card. I would ask, I would definitely advise to do that, to go ahead and get another, just go ahead and get another card. Have you had to have another card before?
If it happened, it would have been back in the 1990s.
Yeah, see, you haven't had any issues, but coming up to this new age stuff, they're getting smarter. They are getting smarter and how to get and hack and stuff. But I tell you what, at this very moment, this is going to be the part that I'm doing for you. I'm going ahead and canceling it. You go ahead and allow your bank to dispute this, and then we'll go ahead. And if they go ahead and contact us back and everything is resolved, we will reissue you a full refund if the bank does not. If they approve it, they'll go ahead and they'll call us. You'll have them call us, and we'll issue that, and it won't be anything with the fraud. You go ahead with the dynasty and let them do what they need to do.
Wow. I wish I was able to get in touch with you at your desk when this whole thing gets a little bit further along in the process because, you know, you're doing a great job on the front line. And you don't always deal with people that are patient like myself. I understand that. So.
No, it's okay. I am one of those people that I hate for people not to be, you know, when you spend your money or when you work hard and you have your credit cards and you want to do things and people go in and take stuff, it does bother me. That's my job. I definitely love my job and I want to assist my customers and make sure that they're satisfied and happy with the services that we give. And I hate when our customers are not and things happen like this.
Well, you're in the right place.
Well, I definitely have canceled all of that for you. And thank you so much for the compliments. I do have a confirmation for you.
Okay, hang on. Okay, what would it be?
It is Season Charlie, 262-645-616. That C is in Charlie, 262-645-616.
And this reference number is to
for the charges. This would come
Gotcha.
back to
Okay.
that $67.32 as well as that $8.25.
Okay. Sounds great. And
So once you
you're telling me that the card is being canceled effective immediately, and then whatever else needs to be done, I'll just pursue that.
Well, this is what this is on this end right here. I am canceling your things that have been charged to your card. You will not receive another charge from this. Once you go with them to, you said they already know to dispute it. They will
Yeah.
actually issue you a new card, and then you won't have to worry about any of these charges coming back through again because it'll be a whole new card number and everything, and you should be fine. They should still be able to reopen it since you've had it so long. They just should just reissue you another card.
Well,
But
here's the
you.
problem. Here's the problem, if I could just tell you,
Yes,
is
go ahead.
I've had so much trouble disputing the charges that are obviously fraudulent and nothing's been done with it. I mean, common sense and logic on my end would lead me to want to actually cancel my credit card and then worry about all any issue related to having that card reissued or canceled at a later time when continuing fraudulent stuff is going to go on. So, I mean, you're telling me that you cannot cancel the card?
See, this is not the card that we're looking at. This is the charges that have gone on your card.
Well, I'm
Whoever you.
trying to close my Diners Club account that's tied to that card, and
I
I
don't know
get
what
the
happened.
I think I misunderstood you before. You can cancel the charges, but you can't cancel my account. Would that
No,
be a
that
fair statement?
yeah, that's right.
Okay.
This is actually
Okay.
the charges that are going to it. See, like I said, we are a third party. We make sure that
Uh-huh.
your card never gets charged again from us, this particular place, but the actual card has to be canceled by your merchant, the person that issued it to
Okay.
you.
Is there
But you
still
won't
a
receive
chance?
nothing. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was, you might have been answering my question for me, but I guess will this company be able to continue to make charges until I resolve this with the Diners Club people?
No. As of today, there will be no more charges from this or any of the that has associated with this particular company, this that you've gotten
Okay.
these charges from ever again. I've stopped
Well,
that.
that's wonderful. I'm going to sleep a lot better tonight. Thank you
I
for
know. I'm so
clarifying
sorry you're going through this. I wish I
that.
could. If I had that card, I wish I could. I would reissue you another one. Put some little
Yep.
gray on it to make it look like you, or take a picture and put your picture on and give you a new one because you've had it so long. But these charges you
Right.
will never get any more from us. But please, please do go ahead and contact them because you definitely need to get some type of protection on there or something that'll let you know that, hey, this card is being used and I need to be alerted. You know how they call you and let you know?
Yeah, that'd be
You know how
great.
they call you if you see a charge because they're used to you doing certain transactions on your card, and if they see it, they automatically call you before they let the charge go through. It may be something like that you didn't set
Absolutely.
up on there.
Yeah, I would love that to happen.
Yeah, I mean, certain cards do that. I don't know if this one does that, but maybe you can set up something like that to get it.
Okay.
Yeah, to get it where they'll call you, and that'll be a lot easier. You will not get a charge until you okay the charge.
Right. Okay. Yeah. If you can enable that, that would be great.
Let's see. Again, see, that's what I was saying about the card. If you can call them, that the people that issued the card, they should be able to put a
Okay.
security feature on there.
You're
But this,
right.
you will not receive no more charges from this place. That's what I'm doing. But make sure you call the
Okay.
Dynasty card and make sure that they put their security feature on if they have it.
I will do that.
Okay.
That's good advice. So, yeah, I think you've done all you can for me on your end, and I greatly appreciate it.
Okay, I do apologize that I'm not able to do more. But I would definitely contact those people and make sure that they give you a security feature. And if they can't give you a security feature, you might need to. I mean, I know you've had it for a long time, But I would definitely just be like, okay, if it's giving you that much headache, because listen at you, you sound overly stressed about this because it's a consistent thing you done had to go through. So I feel that. I know you're frustrated. I'm frustrated for you because I couldn't do more.
I appreciate that. I was frustrated, and I probably will continue to be with Diners Club, but I think you talked me off the ledge. I appreciate that.
No, please don't go over the ledge. It's getting to be the holidays gone and eat you a bunch of turkey and stuff. Get full and fat.
I'm just giving you a little Thanksgiving humor.
Yeah, you're fine. I appreciate that. I don't want you to have the rest of your hard day. Have a good day, and thank you so much for calling customer support.
Thank you so much for the way you handled it.
You're welcome.
All right, bye. Anytime.